The DNR says the water quality in the 200-acre Lake Toma has been in decline for years. With many, if not all, of the carp removed, the DNR is now working on building that lake back up. The DNR's Jordan Weeks says the department installed habitat structures into the water over the winter.
Meaning we put some large trees on the lake bottom and secured them with rock so that fish we introduce into the lake will have hiding areas.
Weeks says the DNR could release young fish back into the water as early as this spring. And they'll be the same varieties that populated the lake before the carp took over, such as northern pike and yellow perch. Don Raskovius runs Roscoe's Live Bait in Toma. He says Lake Toma hasn't been much of a draw since the early 1990s, but that could change once the DNR wraps up its work.
I think the DNR has done a pretty good job of preparing the lake for its new inhabitants. They've added some vegetation.
Until then, Raskovia says there's still a lot of fishing action in area Cranberry Bogs. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.